fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
We all need to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio's back. It is on. Damn it, wake up. What the fuck that was. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Carlito's here. I'm here with her. I don't know why the hell I just yelled like that. Here with me tonight, Milkman's on his way in. In the meantime, we have the other members, the others. I've got Tuck here, Brandon Vegas, and Baz all in here. Gentlemen, say hi real quick, hey, please. Nice. Hey, guys. Hey. All right, good. Then we're ready to do a show, ready to do some prank calls. Got my trusty captain's hat on. I haven't had it on for a few weeks, man. I lost it, but I found it today. Under a stack of bills. All right. It's going to be a good night tonight. We've got a lot in store for you all. Lonesome Losers confirming away. We've got a phone card ready. We're going to have a good time. If you want to reach us here tonight, you can call in. The toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight is 1-888-278-8509. And if Milkman were here, he'd say something like, if you got the time, it's on the dial. Oh, yeah. You can also reach me on AOL Instant Messenger and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, message me at Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, you can message me at madhouselive@hotmail.com. And that's about it. That's all I got for you. Be sure to visit Madhouse Radio. Visit the Madhouse site, madhouselive.com. You can send your prank call request there direct to me. And we'll be sure to do our best to get to those as expeditiously as possible tonight, throughout the night. And also, you can always call in and give us a request or actually do a prank call with us if you want. We don't mind. We open up the lines for everybody here to have a good time. And, I don't know, this is what we fucking do, okay? So, whatever. I don't like doing prank calls all night, you know? I like to take a break. I'm a lazy bastard. It's almost Friday. Yeah. I just flew back from Pennsylvania. Boy, are my arms tired. Boy, are my arms tired, folks. No, seriously, I hate flying. But it wasn't a bad flight. I had a pretty good time out there in Pennsylvania. Got like
a good time in the flying machine.
Yeah, man, that flying machine is something right there. Rented a horseless carriage and everything at the flying machine port. I had a great time. I saw snow for the first time this weekend, man. I'll tell you what, I'm glad I don't live with that every day in the winter. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that all the freaking time, because that would suck. It's fun to see come down, and it's fun to watch it, but when you have to start driving in that shit, fuck that, all right? So, yeah. I'm going to stay here in nice sunny Florida where it is nice and non-snowy. I hate the sun, but I tell you what, I hate this, driving in the snow and ice even more. Yep. To round things off here, let me just throw out the numbers that we have so far. We've got some requests here that have been sent in during the week. I always compile those here. We get a lot of visitors to the Madhouse website during the week, and people stop in and leave their requests here. I'll get to those in a second. Lonesome Losers checking in, of course. Thank you, man. Turn that ringer down for a moment here. We're not taking calls just yet. Sorry. Jumping the gun there, buddies. We got Smoothie King. We got Sassy Lassie Lingerie Shop. We've got the Stumbling Monk Tavern. We got Red Man Club. Cyber Dorks. All right, Cyber Dorks. Joe's Crazy Grill, and we also have Hell's Canyon Resort and Marina. Yes. Yes, and the cough syrup's out there. Yes, yes, cough syrup. You can definitely call in and join with us tonight. Just not right now. We leave the first part of the show open for general discussion between us here, and yada yada yada. And then after that, you know, we get the go ahead. You know, call in, and if you want, and we'll let you know when, man. So yeah, for sure, cough syrup. We can do that. Cough syrup already sent in a request here. He says, call an escort service. Who am I, Popeye? Call an escort service. Call an escort service, ask if she charges by the minute, if she charges extra for a virgin, if she will strip for a LAN party, if she will travel to Mexico, if she's into donkey play. Donkey play, alright. Interspecies erotica. If you can snort a line of cocaine off her ass, and finally, if she will shit on my chest. Man, that's a lot of stuff. That's a good time, man. That sounds like a bachelor party right there, I'll tell you what. You got the right idea, cough syrup, man. I like your juice. So we'll hang on to that idea. Maybe you can call in and join us for that. Baz, I see. Baz, what are you saying now? We got some Saipan numbers here as well that you're going to be sending in. We'd like to get into those. It's always fun.
Yeah, I'll try and work on a few.
All right, cool. Yeah, because Saipan is a funny place to prank call. They speak English there. They're in an island in the middle of the Pacific. And it is still, it's like, what is it, like an afternoon over there or something like that? So, yeah, that's always fun to do.
Yeah.
Right. All right, we got a lot of listeners here tuning in live off the bat, so thank you, everybody who's listening live. We appreciate it. Thank you to everybody over at Syndicate Radio, syndicateradio.tv, home to the best in Syndicate Radio, syndication, radio, and TV transvestites. All there for free, no credit card necessary. Syndicateradio.tv. I'm kidding. Syndicate Radio is great. Good people. Dino. And everyone else over there, Spike, Mike, and the like, thank you very much. I understand Rev is holding it down as well. Rev, it's all good, man. Thank you for being around. And, of course, be sure to listen tomorrow to Zolar. Zolar Vision and the Zolar Party Nation will be on tomorrow in 24 hours, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. And every Friday on SyndicateRadio.tv, exclusively on SyndicateRadio.tv. And, of course, ZolarCast.com. It is now 10:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is Thursday, February the 14th of 2008. I just want to let you all know that we have two episodes that will be posted to the podcast tomorrow night. I edited them on my plane flight. I'll tell you what, the time went really fast because, like I was saying before, it was my first time ever traveling on a plane with a laptop. I just sat there and edited Madhouse stuff, you know, during a flight. It felt like it was 30 minutes. I had a great time. The best experience I had flying, yeah. I'm telling you. I don't know how I did it without a laptop.
Your computer machine on the plane machine.
Man, my computer machine, my laptop machine on the plane machine. And I'll tell you what, you know what's missing, and I don't know why it's unavailable yet. I know there have been efforts in the past, but we really need to get internet, man, wireless on planes. I don't know if it's doable, but I think that would be great. You know, if I was able to at least check my email and browse the web on a plane, I wouldn't complain. Because, oh, man, if I had to fly to Australia, that's like 24 hours of flight. Because you have to fly all the way to California. That's like a 4 or 5 hour flight there. And then you have to fly like another 18 hours from there to get to Australia. I hope to never have to do that.
It's 14 from LA to Sydney. We did that a couple years ago.
Wow, really? So if you're coming from the East Coast, maybe that's a 5 plus, maybe like 19, 20, 21 hours maybe you're looking at there, 19, 20, 21 hours.
Yep.
That's like a whole day in a plane, man. Well, after
definitely 6 hours.
Yeah, after your layover, you know, you get your layover also, you know, in L.A. probably, and you got to get to the airport early anyway, in an hour or two early. You got to get there 2 hours early for an international flight. You got customs. That's a whole day you lose just traveling. In a closed cylinder. I go mad.
When you get to Sydney, it's 6 a.m. in Sydney, and so the day has just begun.
The same day has just begun, or the next day has just begun?
No, the next day has begun.
Wow.
So you can't really go to sleep because it's 6 a.m.
Oh, dude, that's trippy. So you lose a day there, too.
Test.
Exactly.
Oh, here I am.
Testies. Tuck, yeah, you're on. I took your echo off for you. There you go. But yeah, man,
welcome. I was talking and no one could hear me, and I wondered why.
I don't know.
I figured out I didn't have my fucking microphone.
Duh. Jesus Christ. Hello.
yeah,
whatever. All right. We got more numbers coming in here, everybody. Hang tight. Hell's Canyon Resort and Marina. We also got the Happy Bear Vacation Rentals on Big Bear Lake. Wow. Is that the Big Bear of California? There's like one Big Bear, you know, that's really famous. Kokanee has sent in news stories. Kokanee has sent in news stories for the week. He did announce that... the last living Marine who was involved with the flag raising, the American flag raising on Iwo Jima, you know, the famous picture, the famous movie that came out by, what was the name of that movie? What was that movie by Clint Eastwood? What was it called? We had the flag, or we put the flag in the air?
The Clint Eastwood Army movie.
Flags of Our Fathers. Is that the one? All right, good. Gold Star. Who said that? Who caught that? Baz? Was that you, Baz?
That sounds good.
That was
Brendan Vegas.
That was Brendan Vegas.
Brendan Vegas with a gold star already. All right, good deal. Hey, Brendan Vegas, I wanted to mention Drew Garabo has a podcast now. It's up on, I think it's DrewGaraboShow.com or something like that, DrewGarabo.com. If you Google him, you'll find it. He's doing a podcast.
Cool, check it out.
Yeah, he's on my fucking level now, that bastard. Yeah, take that, Drew Garabo. We took you down. We took you down, man. We won. No one knows what I'm talking about except for me and Brandon. Anyway, that dude died. A lot of people think that's fake. I happen to think it happened, but from what I understand, it happened several times. Like, the first time wasn't a good shot or something. So they ended up having to go back and shoot it again or something. Whatever. Long story. So rest in peace, old man. You deserve this for raising the flag. Breaking news here. I'm understanding that Zolar is possibly not on tomorrow. More to come as soon as details are available. Please stay tuned to Madhouse Radio News. Thank you. Okay.
How's that possible?
I don't know how it's. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I couldn't hear him last night because I was in Pennsylvania with no internet. I had internet, like my phone. I got a smartphone with T-Mobile, and I get internet service with it. But it's not enough to run stick. Is it Stickcam or Stickum? Because for the last year I've been saying Stickcam, and now I think it's Stickum the whole time, and I probably sound like a horse's ass every week here saying Stickcam. It is Stickum, isn't it? I've been saying it wrong.
I thought it was Stickcam. I don't know.
Yeah, but you learned it from me. You got bad influence. I don't know. People out there, let me know. Is it Stickum or Stickcam? Let me know. It's rather embarrassing. I've been on whatever it is for a while.
Stickcam makes more sense. Stickum.
Yeah. Well, it's CKM. It's like stick. Damn, I guess so. Whatever. Oh,
it's the camp.
The Brits probably call it stick.
My brain hurts up.
Yeah, my brain always hurts, dude. Welcome to my world. What I was trying to say is, you know, I have, I can get internet on my phone, all right? And what I can do, I've got a service where I connect that to my laptop, and I can browse the web on my laptop wherever I am. I don't have to have Wi-Fi. But it's not fast enough to handle Stickum. It can handle a shoutcast stream. But I couldn't find the syndicate shot. I don't know if we're on shoutcast. I've never done it because it would be way too much bandwidth for me to run. I'm on prankcall.info.radio.net.
Sometimes
whatever.
They have the shoutcam the shoutcast stream up, and sometimes they don't.
I know Rev runs
what
it.
What their beef is with having it up.
Yeah, well, it's hit or miss. I know Rev runs it all the time. I think. That's all I know. And I know Zolar's on it, but I couldn't find it. Anyway, so I couldn't listen to it, so I didn't know he was gone, but that sucks. Well, hopefully he's back. Hopefully he comes back soon. You guys want to do some prank calls, or should we talk about some more stuff?
Well, let's pray. That's
what I can. All right, let's prank.
Well, let's do prank calls, or light a candle, and bring the shoutcast stream back. One or the other. We'll do both.
Okay, cool. We're going to get to pranks here. We got a request here. Let's see. Let me get to this request here. I think it was one of them was a bad idea. This is an example of a bad prank call request, everybody. Let me tell you what it is. And it's no offense to Bone Thug. Issue's a cool dude.
Let's hear it.
Well, he suggested we call a Walmart and calls a terrorist looking to purchase weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, that's not...
you don't do anything with terrorists involved.
Yeah, we kind of don't want that kind of heat, man. But it's a good idea. I know. I was young once, and I think. But we did get a number here for someone named Laura. It was sent in by TrixaBaby87. She sent it in on... what was 5 days ago? Sunday. I think it was Sunday. Anyway... she has
Trixa Baby.
All we have to go with
is like a 48-year-old pervert.
Yeah. Well, all she says here is that she has a smelly pussy. That's all we know about it. Roger, a guy's name is Roger, sent in a number for Laura in Pennsylvania. Believe it or not, who has a smelly pussy? All right. Let's see who's calling in here. I don't think it'd be Jonathan, but Jonathan doesn't call in for us anymore. He doesn't care about us anymore.
Hey, Carlito.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
It's Carlito.
Oh, Carlito. Hey, who's this?
Tasty Noob.
Hey, what's up, Tasty Noob?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Are you... You're like one of the old... Oh, I've seen you around for like a while now, right? Like year... Not a year, maybe like a year now, right?
Last time I was home was a year ago.
A year ago, really? So what happened? You just got out of the PCU thing or just...
I got arrested.
For what?
Grand larceny, 5 counts.
What's larceny? That's theft, right?
$3,000.
$3,000?
Yeah.
Like, all I know about larceny is, like, sometimes when I buy a newspaper, it'll say, you know, don't commit larceny. I guess so that means if you steal more than you're supposed to get. Is that what you did, or how did it happen? Are you at liberty to tell us?
Four CDs, a Corvette, and $10,000.
You still, I'm sorry, a Corvette, $10,000, and what else now?
Three TVs.
New TVs or used TVs?
New ones.
Were they like, what were they like? How big were the TVs? Or what are we talking here?
They were pretty big. Yeah, I was working at Walmart and I just threw them off the load and dock when I was closing up.
Were they 1080i? Or what did they get?
They were just big plasma screen TVs.
Oh, you don't know if they get 1080i. You gotta make sure you steal the right ones, man. You gotta get something good.
Well, the most expensive ones I could find.
At Walmart? The most expensive TV at Walmart?
Yeah, did it, was like three grand.
$3,000 each? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that's insane. Well, not three, a grand each. Well, that's something. So you get caught. Did you work there, or you just were driving by?
I worked there.
Okay. How did you end up with what did you steal, a Camaro?
No, a Corvette.
A Corvette, too?
Out of the dealer's lot.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You got balls, man. Here's to you, man. I'm gonna take a sip of my beer just for you.
Was the park out in front of where he works?
That's awesome, man. So, you want to do a prank call?
Yeah, I sent you a number, actually.
What, the toll-free line?
No, the Bunghole Liquors.
Oh, you sent me a number for Bunghole. I'm sorry, I thought you said you saw Bunghole Liquors. Okay, a Chinese man picked up and yelled Bunghole. All right, man. You want to call that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hang on the line, dude. I'm going to get that on the line here. Everybody, Tasty Noob. Are you on parole, probation, or are you just out?
I'm just out. I didn't go on parole.
Man, hey, you know, next time you get arrested, write down our toll-free line and call us from the payphone in jail.
All right, we'll do.
All right, cool. And anybody else is listening now, commit the toll-free number to memory, 888-278-8509.
And making prank calls.
Yeah, exactly. Good point, Tug. But yeah, if you get arrested, you know, and it's a Thursday night at 10, if you're in jail or prison, give us a call and let us know what's going on, man. Well, it's a free call. It's a toll-free line. So, hey, man, take advantage of it. That'd be cool.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Everybody, just hold on a moment here. We're going to have a prank call with Tasty News. Just a moment, please.
Everything you want. Everything. Everything.
Yeah, it's actually ringing fast busy, which means it's not busy. It's just, check the number. Make sure you didn't put an extra zero or something in there, dude.
All right, 1 second. Let me try something.
All right, you confirm that. Stand a line, and I'm going to do another prank call while you do that, all right? Just stay quiet, though, until I come back. We're going to call Cyber Dorks, all right? You can jump in if you want. Just don't go too crazy. You got it, man?
All right, sounds good.
All right, cool. You got Love 2 Life Crew.
Now put it in the ball!
By putting it in the sink. Man. That's something, though. That's some hotel sex right there. You get your woman on the sink in the hotel. You bang her right there. You don't do that at home because you'll fuck up the sink or the counter. Come on, dorks.
Hi, thank you for calling Cyber Dorks. We are either assisting another customer or away from the office right now. But if you please leave us your name, number, and a brief description of the computer problem that you're having, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys had any monster cable mice for computers. I'm really into monster cables. I like the brand. And I buy Monster Cable whenever I can, and I've got Monster Cable tattooed across my chest. Give me a call back. Let's talk about it. Thanks. All right, they're not picking up.
I just tried Butthole.
And did it work for you?
Yeah, they picked up. You want me to try calling from my phone?
All right, try that. I'll stay here. All right, cool.
All right, 1 second.
Look at that. All right, putting Tasty New to work here.
Butthole.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I was good.
Hey, what's good? Just want to know, do you guys serve any Captain Morgan?
Yep, we have Captain Morgan, yep, like every other liquor store does, yep.
You're a liquor store? You're not a bar?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know why not.
You ever thought of opening up a bar?
Nope.
Really? Alright. Hello?
Fucking prick. Jeez. He was, from the beginning, he was like, yeah, like every other liquor store. You've been calling him a lot? The hell's his problem?
No, that's the first time I called him twice to confirm the number.
Maybe that's why he was just being a fuck-ass. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. Let's call, I'm going to call Hell's Canyon Resort and Marina, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on.
Bye.
Where's that cell phone sound coming from? Damn it. It's here. It's here somewhere here.
I guess your cell phone.
No, my cell phone's
your
turned
cell
off.
Phone.
I turned it off on purpose, man. No, I didn't. Hang on. I got Bluetooth.
Maybe your girlfriend's cell phone.
No, that bitch isn't... She's not here. That bitch ain't here. That bitch ain't here.
South Canyon RV Park.
Oh, man. They're all
possible.
Fucking out.
Thank you.
All right, Tasty, I'm going to let you go, but thanks for calling in, man. I'm glad you're out.
Careful
with that larceny, man. Stay out of trouble.
Yeah. All right.
Well, remember the number, man. If you need help, we'll do what we can.
We'll do.
All right.
Don't be tempted.
All right.
All right. And the saga continues. You want to call in, that now is your turn, you can. Toll free line is open if you want to call in. Toll free line again is 888-278-8509. Again, that's 888-278-8509. Yeah, and monster cables are a joke. Monster cables are the biggest ripoff, just like Saigon said. It is not a lie. Tuck, can you turn this off, man? Do you mind? Please?
Hang on.
Thank you. Tuck, thank you. Where's Milkman at? Son of a bitch, that Milkman. Let's try calling Milkman. I don't have an international card. Oh, shit. I can't call Milkman. I'll have to turn the phone back on so I can call him.
International?
Yeah, international.
Where's he at now? Is that Virgin Island? International?
Oh, but he kept his stupid Virgin Island cell phone number. I told him to get a new one in the States so I could, you know, people could call him without having to get charged long distance up the ass. Jesus, Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
Hey, Jonathan, what's going on, man?
I just got back from a party.
Oh, look at you, a social?
Tell him he's late.
Yeah, it was a social. Party.
You know, Jonathan, you're late today, and Tuck makes a good point. You're late, man. You weren't the first caller tonight. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, I had some technical difficulties with the phone, but I got it to work again.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Man, I got a Bluetooth headset for the first time, finally. Tell you what.
Uh-huh.
It's some fun shit. You ever use one?
Yeah, I like... I like the Bluetooth, so I gotta get me one.
Get you one. I'm serious, brother, man. Get you a Bluetooth headset, man. It's safe. You can use it, and you can use it, walk around. I can listen to Sirius Radio on my Bluetooth headset when it's connected to my phone. Because then I connect my phone to Sirius radio, Internet Radio, and I can listen to Howard. It's awesome.
That's
cool. Dude, I'm the superior force in technology, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I take technology, I grab it by the belt loops, and I say, get here, you fucker, and I put it right in the ass, just like that. But it's a girl. It's not a guy. If it's a guy, I wouldn't do that, man.
Yeah.
Plasma, or you got the regular tube kind? What do you watch TV on?
Well, in the living room, we got a plasma screen.
Oh, look at you.
Plasma.
Yeah? Okay, good deal. How many inches are we talking?
I think it's a 15-inch.
It's
my roommate.
It's probably a little bigger than that, but okay, that's good. Cool, man. All right. And any HD channels? Anything special? Or what do you watch? What shows do you like to watch?
Mainly just comedy stuff.
You ever watch Judge Judy? You like that?
Yeah, I watch Judge Judy a lot.
Man, Judge Judy's kind of fun sometimes. That's one of my guilty pleasures, Judge Judy. The other one is Cops. And I still hold steadfast that Cops is a fake show. And people don't want to believe me, but I'm telling you, I believe that the majority of...
Really?
I believe the majority of the segments in Cops is actually scripted. I really believe so. If you look really hard... And you got to think to yourself. I mean, I wish there was an expose on how Cops works, because how come Tuck and the rest of you, Jonathan, you too, if you get arrested and there's a camera crew there, first of all, has anybody ever seen a camera crew? Has anybody ever reported I was out in town and I saw someone getting pulled over and the cops,
no.
You know, video? I've
You're
never
right.
heard of that before. Number one. Number two. Who in their right mind would release themselves to be on TV? You know, you have to sign a release form to be on network TV, right? You know, you got to sign a release form with Fox or whoever the producers are of the show. I forgot the name. They're a really famous show. It's one of the most successful shows in the history of television. It's been on since 1987. But who in their right mind is going to say, yeah, go ahead, you can show my face. They have to blur you out. They didn't even show blurred out anymore. They used to show blurred out every once in a while. Those, I think, are real.
Yeah.
You know, but who for real is
going to...
That's
the only people who don't supposedly sign a release that are blurred out.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The ones that don't sign the release. But why would you sign the release unless they're granting you some kind of lighter sentence for doing it?
Shoot, man, I'm on TV!
Yeah.
Shoot, hell yeah! I don't want to be on TV, my mom's dreaming.
Think about it, Jonathan. Jonathan, who are you voting for? Are you even registered to vote? Do you vote?
No, I don't vote.
You don't vote? You don't have an opinion on the subject? You're not political?
No, it's still pending. I don't know who's going to win or something like that. They've been going at it for a long time.
Okay, cool. All right, Jonathan, we're going to wrap it up here with you. Now's your chance to say hi to all your fans and listeners. This is what we do every week here.
I'd like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and hope you all have a wonderful weekend and happy Valentine's Day.
All right,
from
man.
The Lost Boys Extreme.
Jonathan's been off. It's off it tonight, man.
What was it, Jonathan? What's the website again? I'm sorry. Or what did you say at the end?
It's still the same. LostBoys.BraveHost.com.
Okay.
But our new name is the Lost Boys Extreme Radio.
Lost Boys Extreme Radio. Okay. All right, everybody, look for that. Add that to your podcatchers. All right, Jonathan, take care, bro.
All right.
All right, man. See you.
Jonathan's off.
Jonathan is kind of off. I hope he's okay. We're calling Milkman here on the mouth line. On the back line. Let me get it somewhere where he doesn't...
On the low.
On the low line. I'm trying to get it somewhere where we don't get the... Hello? Hey. Milkman. You're late. You got off on the wrong exit, you fool. Okay, man. Hey, call them. Right, we'll call the studio line for a little bit, man. Let's put you on, all right? We're having a good show.
Okay.
All right, man. Hang up. Call the studio line post-haste. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Dude, I hear a helicopter out there. You hear that helicopter? Listen, listen, listen.
I do. Yes,
the ghetto bird's out tonight. Oh, yeah.
They're looking for you, man. They're...
Yeah, man. Something's going down in Orlando tonight, baby.
You're scanning all the illegal downloads you got on your hearing your conversations. You're tracing, you're tracking your numbers.
Someone got carjacked by a Haitian tonight, I tell you what. Speaking of cops, huh? Maybe the cops crew is out there. And how come the cops crew never comes here to Orlando, those fuckers? Because they're fake. Because, you know, if they came here, I'd expose them for the frauds they are. Manhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, Maya? What's up?
Hey, Milkman. Stuck in traffic?
Yeah, man. Gotta love it.
I asked you if you said you're gonna make it. You said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna take a nap before I get on the show tonight." And I was like,
"Well,
wow.
I didn't get a chance to get a nap."
Uh huh. Yeah.
I had to get some CD ROMs to copy some my reports onto, and I had to go out of the way to get it, man. So here I am.
Cool. Cool. Well, we've been having a good show. We've been doing some pranks. It's been okay so far, not doing too bad. So, but you're not missing much. It's all good. How's your week been, dude? Catch up with us here real quick.
Oh, man, it's been crazy, dude. I've just been, wow, having a lot of fun, man.
Good for fun. What you listening to in there? It's kind of distracting, huh?
Better turn it down, man.
Smoke weed every day.
Handle or something, man. I don't know what it is they're talking about. Hillary and Obama and all those guys.
Obama. Hey, I sent you some Obama links today. I bet you didn't get those either, did you?
No, I haven't been home, man.
You know what you need to do for me, Milkman? I want you to go home and you open up Gmail. You know, you go to Gmail, and on the left you click on chats, and you look at all the conversations and stuff that I send you that you say you never get.
Chats.
Yes, you click on chats.
You mean in my Gmail box.
Yes, I see you online, I send you stuff all the time about the show, and then you'll come back 2 days later, "Oh, I didn't get that link, I never got that."
Dude, my computer's always online, it's just I'm never there.
Milkman, I sent you the Deenda prank that we did off-air after the show last week that was insane.
Deenda?
I sent that to you, it's a 22-minute call, we'll have to play it in the second hour of the show.
Oh, man. Oh, she's a sweetheart. The end is fine.
Milkman did a prank call finally on the show. Well, I guess it wasn't on the show. It was off, you know, off air. And you did pretty good. And then I came in and I freaked the lady. It was to the UK. It was very funny. And I'll either play that at the end of the show or you know, the last half of the show. So be sure to tune in for that. Milkman, I'm going to keep doing prank calls here, okay?
Oh, okay. Happy Valentine's.
Oh, yes. It is Valentine's Day. Good deal, good deal. You eat any chocolate today, man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah, I remember that today, when I worked at the grocery store, tomorrow was the best day, was the second best day to get cheap candy and chocolate.
Oh, man.
Because they would take all that Valentine's Day candy, and they would put it like at, you know, 75-80% off sometimes.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
I will clean out on some chocolate.
Rubbers, man, that shit rocks.
Yeah, and when I worked at a grocery store, the day after, and then, of course, the big day was the day after Halloween. You could get a lot of candy for really, really cheap.
Hell yeah, man. Pops, the whole works, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I always like Tootsie Rolls, man.
Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
You like Tootsie Rolls? They're too chewy for me. I don't know. That's how you mess up your teeth, Milkman. You went to the dentist today, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
You know what's really cool though, man? There's Tootsie Rolls, man. You know, all you gotta do is just go over by the neighbor's yard that has a dog, and they got them laying all over the backyard.
Oh man. Yeah, those are good ones too. Those are natural. Yeah. They go right from the ground, man.
Tootsie Rolls, man. The fuzzy ones are the best.
Tootsie Roll has a chocolatey chew. Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you. Whatever it is, I think I see, becomes a Tootsie Roll to Carlito. Okay, we're calling the Buddy Computer Convenience Store. This is in Malaysia, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that right now. And and here's a song in honor of Valentine's Day. Be right back in a moment.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're...
Hello? the shit was that? Milkman, what did you hear? I had the music on.
I just heard a like, yeah, and then click.
A woman said hello. She said hello already? Hello? God damn it. All right, let me try calling him back. Rev's trying to describe, fucking, what do they call it? Tootsie Rolls. But they have a lot of wax in them, from what I understand. I think like a third of it is actually wax. It's kind of nasty if you think about it. You're eating wax.
After they've been set.
Hello, is this the convenience store?
Never mind.
No, no, wrong number.
Oh, this is the computer place, right?
No,
it's
this one.
Can I speak with Buddy, please? Please don't hang up. Please. Please, baby. Baby Jesus. Look, man, she doesn't want to talk to me. Yeah, but I made a mistake. But it sounds like you kind of sound suspicious, like something's going on with it, though. Come on, give me the skinny. Is it not in business anymore or what? Hello? Don't just say long number. Just tell me. What happened? Bullshit. She's up to something else. Something else is going on there, man.
Tell me long number.
Well, she said long number. Okay, don't tell me long number.
All right, well, I'm in Long Beach, long number.
Long Beach.
There's illegal gambling in the back.
Yeah, illegal gambling in the back. They're making sneakers in the back. They're making shacks. Shack shoes. Shack's new shoes being made in the background there.
Yeah, they're like half-pulled,
you know. Yeah. Speaking of which, the NBA All-Star game will be on this weekend. This weekend, the East meets the West. Don't miss the NBA All-Star game on TNT. I think it's on TNT. TNT or ESPN, one of the two, is the official sponsor of the first house of first hour of Madhouse Radio, official home of the NBA All-Star Weekend, home of the Slam Dunk Contest this Saturday. Don't miss it. NBA All-Star Weekend live from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's going to be the biggest
disaster. Look at you, big man, getting all the big old sponsors and stuff.
The biggest mess is going to happen this weekend in New Orleans, I bet you, for a reason. You know what? Last year in Vegas, they arrested a whole frickload of people, Brandon. Isn't that true? Is Brandon around? I don't know. Brandon will tell you. They arrested a whole bunch of people last year in Vegas during the All-Star Weekend. And I bet you it's going to be... Probably be 10 times worse because it's New Orleans. No offense against you Louisianers. I know there's not many that listen to us, but God, you people are freaking crazy, man. They fucking seceded there for a few hours during that Katrina thing, man. Not one night.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. You got a Nazi police force there.
Yeah. Alright, well, hey, we're going to call Joe's Crazy Grill. This one's in Cathedral City, California. A Mexican guy named Carlos. Favorite name. Answered at 10 p.m. 49 minutes ago. 45 minutes ago. Alright, let me get a song here to play real quick. Milkman, any requests? You can't hear it, but I can play it. How about some AC/DC? You know what I heard on Howard? They were playing For Those About to Rock. And I hate to steal Howard's Kool-Aid, but I want to play it. I want to hear that again. Here we go. We'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. Just a moment here. We're calling once again. Joe's Crazy Grill in California. I'm going to speak to a Mexican guy. Hoo-ah. Semper Fi.
Excellent.
Do or die.
Choice.
Yeah, mate. For those about to rock. We just saw a little...
Joe's Crazy Grill, this is Carlos.
Hello, Carlos.
Yes.
How you doing, brother?
Very good, yourself?
Not bad, not bad. I had a few questions about your chicken.
What chicken?
You got a grill, right? I'm sure you guys got chicken.
Okay, what question?
Well, what kind of sizes you got?
We have a tempura chicken teriyaki with a California roll, and we have a chicken teriyaki plain.
God, that you got that fruity stuff? That teriyaki roll stuff, spring roll stuff, that healthy stuff?
I have a party for... Okay.
You got something fattening?
I have all you can eat.
Oh, it's all you can eat?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're talking. All right, so what else? What's your big thing there? You got crab legs?
Well, it's not a real crab. It's imitation, huh?
Imitation crab meat?
Yeah.
Okay. What about pot stickers?
Pot stickers, no, we don't have it now.
No, not now or just your why? You never do.
Just now because we have a lot of people now, and it's like a holiday, and we're not working with those. $2.99 things on the menu.
Oh, so you're not doing the buffet then? What's going on?
We're doing the buffet now.
Oh, well, though, tell me about the buffet. I'm asking.
Seekers is not on the buffet.
Well, what's on the buffet?
I have a lot of people. Just came over here, please.
Hey, hang on. Hey, take it easy. Take it easy.
I take it easy, but I have three people waiting for charge. They want to pay the bill.
Let me just know what's on the freaking buffet, and I'll come in.
I have like 25 different things.
Give me the what's good. There's always one thing.
I have three choices. I have sushi, I have cat rolls, and I have hand rolls.
You said sushi.
See you, man.
sushi.
Coochie.
Coochie mama, come here. Sushi. Hang on, Milkman. I'm replaying it. Don't say nothing, Milkman. Hey, hang on. Hey, take it easy. Take it easy.
I take it easy, but I have three people waiting for charge. They want to pay the bill.
Let me just know what's on the freaking buffet, and I'll come in.
I have like 25 different things.
Give me the what's good. There's always one thing.
I have three choices. I have sushi, I have cat rolls, and I have hand rolls.
You said sushi.
See you, man.
What did he even say? Screw you, man. I don't know. I was trying to listen to see what he said. It said funny. Silly guy, that guy. Okay, anyway, continuing on here.
Where'd you call to?
That was California.
Cool. I'm going to start rounding up some California numbers while I'm out of here, man.
Where's Cathedral City? What's that about?
I don't know. Dude, this is like the craziest shit. Like, every like few miles, it's another city, man. They're all like one gigantic, humongous town. It's really strange, man.
I think you said here before, California, it's a crazy place. It's a crazy kind of place.
Yeah, man.
You literally said that once. Oh, my God. Okay, Milkman, whatever you say. All right, we're going to call Subway in Malaysia.
Yeah.
All right? All right, hang on. Subway.
I want to hold your job, man.
All right, we'll do that next.
Hello, Subway Yoni.
Hey, what's going on, sisters?
Hey,
this is the Subway, right?
Yeah.
What? I always have to speak so loud to you, lady, that I get sick and tired of it. How's the tuna?
Tuna?
How's the tuna fish?
Yes, I have.
No, I didn't say if you had it. I said, how is it?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising if you go down there, you get a whiff and it's sour, you know?
For the tuna, 10 ringgit and 29 cents for the 6 inch.
Okay, hey. I tell you what, it's about 6.5, 7, but I hear that's average. Yeah, right?
No.
What, 6.5, 7 inches?
Now, where are you?
My car.
Your car?
You know what a car, do you have cars in Malaysia, right? You know this, the horseless carriage thing? Car machine?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in one?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's really cool. It gets you from A to B. I rented it, actually. I know a lot of you people who don't have car machines. Well, that's okay. I'm coming in my car, and I want one of those tuna sandwiches. But I'm asking you, how's the tuna? Because you ever get down there, and you get a whiff, and it's just got that sourness. You know, it tastes like, rancid red wine vinegar? And that's not fun.
Do you know Subway
URH? Do I know Subway URH?
Yeah.
Can you try that one? No, don't give up on me. Just try that one again. Well, say it again a little. Sound it out for me, all right, honey?
Just a moment, yeah?
Okay, yeah. You want to take my order, sweetie?
Just one moment.
Okay, just one ming. All right, we're minging here. We are minging.
Rickshaw.
To answer a few questions in the chat room, you can reach me on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger on Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio. Yahoo and AOL Instant Messenger. Are you there, Ming? Ming? I think she's still getting
Hello?
It. Hey, Ming, what's going
Sorry,
on?
Sir?
Hey, is this Ming?
Can you call back 50 minutes later?
Can you turn your pen on?
Look,
lady, just tell me if your vagina smells or not, all right? Let's just get down to it. I'm not going to call back for this prank. Just tell me now. Do you have a vagina machine?
Machine?
Yeah, the vagina machine. You have one of those in you, right?
No.
You don't? Okay, you have a penis machine?
No.
Neither? So you're like the Barbie doll. Oh, that's cool. She has nothing down there. What, I mean, what can I say? Whatever.
It's funny.
That's a good call.
Man, hey, thanks. Thanks, man. That was pretty fun. Milkman, what's your status? Where are you at right now, dude?
I'm just like getting ready to turn down here in the strip, and I'll be over at the pad in just a couple minutes. Man.
In the pad in a couple minutes. I'm starting down the countdown.
He's stripping?
Right now. Apparently he's stripping. We have a request here. We're going to do another prank call. Let's see what's next here.
Is anybody on the line here with me?
No, just you. Well, listening is Baz and Tuck, and Brandon Vegas seems to have stepped out.
No.
No one else is on the line. Just you and me, man, and Jesus.
No, Jesus. I had somebody patch you on the line.
Oh, you passed someone on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? Sweet kisses. Okay. Sweet kisses.
He's asking if we can hear him.
I'll try it back. Or while you're ringing the number, I'll try it back.
Okay, no, we don't have anybody else on the line. Now we'll try it back later. I'm calling Happy Bear Vacation Rentals. Okay, dude.
All
right. This is Big Bear Lake. Do you know where that is, Big Bear Lake?
Big Bear Lake? No.
They got big bear turds there, man. It's crazy.
Is it near small teddy bear lake?
No. Small teddy bear turd.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway. This one is for, this one is a request of the Madhouse line from Jennifer, and it goes out to Joe. Next prank call of the night. Happy Valentine's Day. Next prank call tonight coming up just a moment. This is Madhouse Radio.
Hi.
Thank you. Hello. Hello. Are you there at least, Milkman? Oh, Nunu sent the number in.
Alright, we're on.
Oh, hey guys. What's going on, lovebirds?
Hey, man. I've got a special guest here, man. Just, I received a message here on the Milkman mobile line.
Okay, who do we got?
We've got a special guest tonight, a new listener. Her name's Deenda.
Deenda on the line. What's up, girl?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Deenda. It's good to hear from you. I hope it's a great one for you, too. Deenda and the Starda, your sister. All right. Hang tight. We got Milkman. We got a prank call request from Nunu. You know how those always go, right? Those are always
Sir
great.
Nunu, Sir Wankershire.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that number didn't go through for some reason. Let me clear the line here. Hang on. All right, there we go. It just kind of sat in limbo. We'll try it later. The vacation rentals.
That number will go through.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Nunu's. All right. It's in Florida. Here in Florida.
Cool.
Oh, dude. We do not. We have. Did you hear about the paraplegic guy who was in the wheelchair that the policewoman didn't believe that he was paraplegic and dumped him out of the wheelchair because she thought he was faking it?
And dude, that's not funny. That was me.
That was a guy.
That was a guy. Well, no, we got the cop.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I saw it on YouTube. But we got the woman cop who did it, actually.
That was a rascal scooter, actually.
It was a rascal scooter. She hit the eject button on it. And, man.
Oh, that's different than the one I saw.
Is it really? I don't know. Well, says your newness is
the one I saw was a big black guy in a wheelchair, and the guy's legs just totally didn't work, and he was flipping on the ground, and they were, like, checking him to see if he had weapons.
Yeah, but it was a cop, though, right? It was a woman cop, I guess. I don't know. Well, she's,
yeah, it was a cop.
Yeah, anyway, it's a fat policewoman who tipped the paralyzed guy out of his wheelchair onto the floor, named Charlotte Marshall Jones. Apparently, she's had a lot of calls already.
He looked like a dude.
Apparently she's had a lot of calls already, so it'll be too obvious. Should I really be calling a cop? I mean, let's make the call here. You know, that's kind of risky, don't you think? That's a cop. I don't really want to do that. I don't know.
If you want to take the risk, if you want to be the man, go for it.
Am I man? You know, at the beginning of the show, we played that song, If You're Man Enough. I mean, I guess this is it. Let's do it. Balls of the Wall here on Madhouse Radio. We'll play that again.
Baby.
We're going to call a cop, man. This is crazy. This is like when you were a kid.
This is like when you were a kid.
When you were a kid and you prank call 911. This is it right here. Hang on, folks.
Display to identify themselves before the call can continue. At the tone, please say your name or the company you represent. Then press the pound key.
It's Ralph.
Thank you. Please hold.
Man, listen to that music.
Bonnie James.
Is that who it is?
Porno.
That is. You get a gold star. Watch out.
Connecting to an answering system.
Hello.
Thank you. Please hold.
Hello.
I'm sorry we can't come to the phone right now.
Motherfucker.
Number and a brief message.
Alright, that ain't gonna work for shit, dude.
We've been pranked way too much. We ain't gonna play.
We're screening our numbers the cheap way tonight. Whatever. Okay. Moving right along. Sorry, Nunu. That wasn't meant to happen, dude. I tried. Baz, you've sent in some numbers for Saipan, I see here. We've got El Draco Tattoo.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Let's
hey, who's the top radio host, like a liberal host, that just got busted for child porn in San Francisco?
I didn't hear about that.
He was Dianne Feinstein's aide or something.
Yeah, no, I had no idea. Didn't hear about that, no.
Yeah, Mike Savage is railing on him.
Oh, Mike Savage. Mike Savage is cool, man. I kind of like his stuff sometimes.
Yeah,
he's not all that bad. He's not conservative. He's the one that's kind of like really out there. Like he's kind of liberal, yet kind of like not
he's like conservative libertarian.
Libertarian, yeah, conservative libertarian. Yeah, he has a decent show. I've listened to it before. It's kind of interesting to listen to. Anyway, so I think I'm talking about the right guy. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's one of those assholes.
Yep, you're talking about the right guy.
The right guy, okay. I confused him with another one. There's another one who's got like a similar voice, but it's a real diehard conservative. I don't know. They're on the same station here in Orlando, so whatever. So Gangrene. So Phil Hendry's on in Memphis?
Yep, in Memphis.
No kidding. Is he doing his... I know he has...
9:90 a.m.
Are they simulcasting his new show, or are they replaying his old one?
No, it's his new show.
His new show. But he doesn't do the characters on it, from what I understand. Is that correct?
I don't know. I just found out. I just got back to Memphis from Atlanta, so I'm going to listen tonight at midnight.
Yeah, cool. Let me know. Do they stream online?
You can check. I put the website in the chat thing.
Oh, you did?
9:90 a.m. out of Memphis.
Out of Memphis?
You can Google 9:90 a.m.
All right, cool. I'll check that out. I haven't heard his new show yet, but I think I had understood that he was not doing the pranks and the characters anymore on his show. But that's we used to play one of those every...
He's podcasting.
Yeah, he is. He is, too. I've never... Really? Yeah, see, I've never gotten around to checking out the podcast. I got to do that.
He looks like a bum.
he looks like a fat Mr. Clean. Like it's really
he looks like a fucking bum off the street.
Yeah, I hear his wife is pretty attractive though. Anyway, all right, so we're gonna call the tattoo spot in Saipan. All right, thanks to Baz for that. By the way, we'll be right back with the next prank in a moment here, folks.
You know, I played Call of Duty 4 online for the first time this weekend. It might have convinced me to buy a PlayStation 3 next week with my tax return, as opposed to the Xbox 360.
Switch channel. Xbox 360.
No man.
360.
Enjoy yourself.
No man. Enjoy yourself.
You're getting feedback.
Wow. Man.
Come on, Saipan, pick up. Don't think it's gonna work.
Maybe I scared him off when I confirmed.
Maybe. We got another number you sent to, though, right?
Your party is not
answering. Yeah, that's confirmed also.
All right, we'll try that here, too. Cool. Gatling is bringing up, friend of mine here, Gatling, one of the listeners here, longtime listener, bringing up about that that group Anonymous that is trying to take down Scientology. That's been going on for a few weeks now. I don't know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this hostility towards Scientology get like even more animated. I don't know where it came from the various groups. I worked downtown Orlando, and on the way home, on the big stretch, on the big stretch downtown Orlando, there's a Scientologist build. They got a sign. I was going by one time, and usually traffic through here is always dead stop on my way to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I look to the, I'm stopped in traffic, and one of the buildings to the left of me says free stress test. And I said, free stress test. And then I kind of like, wait a minute, isn't that one of those Scientologist things? And sure enough, it said, you know, Church of Scientology, Orlando Center, or something. And I was coming back home a few weeks ago, and there was a group of kids out in front of it protesting with signs that says Scientology is stupid and stuff like that. And honk if you hate Scientology. You know what? I fucking honked because I hate Scientology. I don't know why I hate it, but I guess I should.
You talking about there over off Interstate 4?
Colonial, East 15, Interstate 4. Yeah, right around there. Right in front, close to the 7-Eleven out there, man. That's what I'm talking about. That there's a weird 7-Eleven.
Oh, like going towards the arena.
Yeah.
I know where you're at.
What happened to Milkman? Oh, Milkman's... Milkman, hang on, Milkman. You know what? I hung up on Milkman without even realizing. Milkman, are you there? Milkman. Hey.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Why didn't you come back on the line?
He's on the...
So, I wanted to bring up real quickly, we got in the term of the arena.
Just horn if you're honky.
Milkman, I talked to you about this, but I turned down
just
the...
Just horn if you're honky.
I turned down the opportunity to see Van Halen live in concert tonight at 7 p.m. It was like a last-minute thing. Someone told me they had
damn
an extra ticket. They wanted me to, you know, they had an extra ticket, and they were offering me to go for free to see Van Halen in concert here in Orlando tonight. It would have been at 7. Probably would have finished by now. It would have been awesome. But, no, I just didn't feel, I don't
nice.
Know. Yeah, it would have been really cool to see Van Halen, but it was really last minute, and I was going to do the show. And I was not feeling like going out tonight. But I had the chance. I probably should have gone. I bet you the Van Halen concert would have been cool. But whatever. Okay, so yeah, so these people are taking him down. So didn't they also recently hack their servers, and they uploaded a bunch of documents and stuff like that? I saw that. That was like 3 weeks ago. And I did see the video, the crazy videos with Tom Cruise too. That guy is just weird. Those videos, they're on YouTube now. Try to check those out. The Tom Cruise Scientology videos are really fucking crazy. I'm gonna do one more prank here before we take a quick break. Let's try that other number from Baz here for Saipan. This is Wild Bill's Bar and Grill. All right, coming right up.
What do you say, Milkman? Horn if you honk.
Horny if you're honky.
Horny if you're honky. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good.
Good. I'd like to speak to you real quickly about some situation here. I don't know what. I don't know. You know, whatever. Why are you so slow to answer the phone?
Oh, sorry about that.
It was. How long do you think it was?
I'm sorry.
How many rings? I think it was like six. That was six rings, right?
Six rings?
It was six rings, right?
Six rings? What are you talking about?
The phone ran six times before you picked it up. You know, I think that was a little too... That was about two rings too many.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, okay, we're busy. Okay.
Yeah, well, like four rings, okay. Five, six, Dang. You got the...
Too long. Yeah, sorry about that, too.
That's what you got right there.
Okay.
The phone was like this. Like that.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, this is the grill?
Hello?
Don't mind.
Hi.
Just a moment. Please.
All right.
Talk to Nora. Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Don't mind.
Good.
What's the drinking age in this country?
Pardon me, sir?
What's the drinking age in this country? God, what's wrong with you people? Every person in this country I tell to talk is like, hello?
No. Can you say it again? I don't understand what you mean.
What is the drinking age in this country?
Hey.
Are you calling where?
I am calling the woman who doesn't know how to answer questions.
Okay, sir, because you just gave me the phone and I don't know what you're asking. I just want to make clear, I just want to make sure what you're asking for.
Ma'am? Should I ask my question a third time even slower this time? Or did you understand it?
No, I'm not the one who answered the second one. They just gave me the phone now. Somebody, you're talking first, and she gave me the phone, and I thought that this is for me, but...
How many...
If you're talking to her a long
Wait, shut up, you're confusing me. How many people have I talked to now? Three or two?
This is third now.
Not the third, the second.
Okay, the second one, I'm going to give it to her.
Oh. Jesus, God.
Are they Vietnamese?
You're getting the county run around.
Getting them running around here.
I think they're Vietnamese.
I think so.
Tell them, Do Ma Mai.
Hey!
Easily confused.
Didi Mao!
Do Ma Mai.
Hello, sir.
Didi Mao.
Hello?
Yes, do you understand Didi Mao?
Sir, I'm not married. I'm Filipina.
You're Filipina?
Yeah, but I just wanna... I'm just asking you what you're asking for. Just...
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. I've asked a question like five times or something like that. Maybe I'm embellishing. Can you answer the question for me?
Can you ask me again what is your question?
What is the drinking age in this country? Oh, Jesus, God. Ma'am? Hello?
Okay.
Hello? Can you please tell me the drinking age? Oh, Jesus, God. Can I speak to number three again?
What happened?
Can I speak to number three? Is this number one?
Who?
Number one, you're the worst one of all of them. Let me speak to number three.
Who is it? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, the third woman I spoke to over there who spoke a little English.
Yes, what do you need?
Can you please get her on the line for me again? Because she actually understood me.
What her name?
Put the... I don't know. The Filipina one.
This Brian?
Didi Mao.
Is it Brian?
No, it's not Brian. It's it's Valente.
You want to talk with...
Want
to talk with Filipino, Nora?
Yeah, Nora. Put Nora on.
Okay.
I got to do this the long way, folks.
You can ask me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Put her back on the phone. You tell her get on the phone now.
With you because she don't know you.
Tell her now. Tell her I said now.
What, fried rice? Fried rice.
God, these people are stupid. Arguing about it.
It's a train wreck now, kid.
Hello?
Who is this, Nora yet? Who is this? Is this the Filipina bitch? Do you speak English? Oh, God. Lady, I think we're done here. Okay, guys. Ryan, terminate the call.
Carlito, terminate this call, please.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Good call, Tuck. I was actually in the middle of quoting that. Very good, man.
So it was dark. Never been out this way.
Get off my brainwave, Tuck. Anyway.
feel cut
Alright, so we got Element here. Element here has sent us a number for a guy named Mario. This is what Element says. He knocked on his door. He was passing out flowers for lawn mowing. And the guy told him, "Get out of here, you goddamn fucking N-word." And that is what he said. Ain't that fucked up? He said the N-word.
He said N-word.
He said N-word, man. All right, we're going to call Mario and we're going to take a break. So hang on, everybody.
Come on, run.
Hello?
Hello. What's going on, sister?
Who's this?
This is Valente. May I speak with Mario, please?
Who is it?
Mario. I want to speak with Mario.
Who is this?
I want to speak with Mario, I said. Fucking shit.
We're taking a break. I got to go take a shit or something like that, man. I got to take a monster shit, man. Monster shit, milkman. What are you saying, milkman? How are you thinking so far? How do you think?
How do you think?
That's the first half of Madhouse Radio, everybody. We're going to come back after a 5-minute break and do some more prank calls and take some more of your calls. Remember, you can reach us at Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Wow, my mic is loud. Sorry about that. That's Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Messenger. And also the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. When we come back, we do have more numbers to call. We've got the Fatty Low Chicken Rice in Malaysia. We've got the Crocodile Farm and Seafood in Malaysia. We still haven't called Hell's Canyon Resort and Marina. And we've got the Red Man Club, the Stumbling Monk Tavern, Sassy Lassie Lingerie Shop, and Smoothie King all coming in. Bad Boys of Ohio. Bad Boys of Iowa checking in. What's up? Cough Syrup said they're going to... Cough Syrup, the guy Cough Syrup, says he's going to try to call in. He might be joining us here in the second half of the show. Fall says she invited a prank caller called D. Sigas to call in and at least do a prank. I'm not sure if he will call, but he's good at it. And apparently just started doing it, and he has a show with 186 viewers right now. If that's Cough Syrup, I don't know.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, people in the chat room have sort of been watching him last couple of nights. They say he's really good.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, hell. Let's do that.
Thing.
Cool. Man. Fuck. Join in. Bad Boys of Iowa says, "Ohio, what the fuck? You better go take a shit." Good idea. Very, very good idea. When we come back, we're going to do more prank calls. As I said, give us about 5 minutes and we'll be here again. Whatever. Yeah. 11:27 p.m. We'll be right back in just a moment. This is Madhouse Radio on syndicateradio.tv, prankcall.info, and 98.6 The Mouth.
The Mouth. The Mouth. The Mouth.
Hello.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
No one is available to your call. Please leave a message.
Hello? I was trying to reach your husband.
Hello?
He has such a big car. I love to take it in the ass, and I got somebody that wants to talk to you.
Hello?
It's Ed Rosenthal, bro.
How you doing there, buddy?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
Hello? This is Margaret. I just love your big black cock.
Who is this?
This is Margaret. I'm just a little old white lady. I heard you had some of that North Carolina sausage.
Who is this? Who is this?
Margaret. Would you like to speak to my friend Jill?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Jill Rosenthal.
Who the fuck you calling the goddamn number for, man?
I heard that you have a big black sausage. I don't like big black.
I got a big bag. I got a big black gun.
What is it, a water pistol? You know, I like...
Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this? This is supposed to be a goddamn joke.
What do you care, you motherfucker? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
I bet you... Who are you?
What are you going to do about it?
I bet you don't let me find out who it is.
I apologize, man. Please, don't beat my ass. I'm sorry, man. I'm just...
Who the fuck is it?
I'm a little crazy. I'm sorry.
Tell me who the fuck is it. I can fix your goddamn problem.
Listen. I need meds.
You need what?
I need meds. I'm really sorry, man.
Fuck is it?
Fuck you.
The motherfucking prick.
Oh.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Yeah.
That's a Reclude call there, everybody. We're back. I haven't heard from Reclude in a while. DC Look is asking where he or she can find that Reclude call. Well, it was available before on the in the Madhouse forums, but the Madhouse forums are no longer there anymore. So I'll have to get that up there. I will get it up soon. There's a link to it actually. I'll try to get Nunu. I should play this the end of prank for Nunu. At least I should at least play the end of this here, so Nunu can hear it, and then we'll play the whole thing at the end of the show here. Milkman's first prank call. Historic moment on the mouth. Thank you, everybody who's still listening to us. We've got a pretty sizable crowd here. We've been having fun tonight. And I'd like to thank you all from the bottom of my ass for staying with us. Now, if you want to call us, again, the toll-free line is open tonight and for the remainder of the night. 888-278-8509. Again, that's 888-278-8509. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. What is that called? The end. Hang on here. That's weird. Ted's not around tonight, huh? He must not be in the house tonight. Really? Okay. Cool.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito? This is DC Loke. How you doing?
Hey, DC Loke, what's up? My phone's making a buzzing noise again. Damn it.
Sorry about that.
Nah, it's my fault. What's going on, man?
Listen, I want you to know that I used to work this job that was very frustrating because they had me do, like, very little for not enough.
Yeah?
And one of the things that kept me sane was your show.
Really? No kidding.
I was totally relying on podcasts
uh-huh.
to get me through the day. You know, my iPod was, like, essential.
Okay.
And, I was looking for the biggest, longest podcast possible.
Okay.
And yours was the biggest, longest out there. So.
Yeah. It's like the episodes are like at least an hour and a half long most of the time.
Biggest and longest.
Not 3 hours. Mm-hmm.
The biggest and longest in the podcast realm. So how'd you find it?
Yeah, I walk right into that one.
So how'd you explain this to you? How did you go into iTunes? Is that where you found it?
Yeah, iTunes.
iTunes, okay. It's never been listed on the front, I don't think, right? Just... Is that a surge?
No, I got it through. You know, I used to listen to the Phone Losers podcast.
Right, it's a popular one.
Making them.
Right, right.
And, you know, I stopped making those, so I was looking for more prank call podcasts. And I found the KDK one, or Dr. Lego, that guy.
Uh-huh, okay.
First one I ever listened to was one where I think High Pitch Eric was hosting the whole thing.
Okay.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, I put that one together myself, actually. Yeah, yeah. The High Pitch Eric hosted the show. Yeah, that was pretty good stuff. Okay. Okay. And you found us that way. Okay, cool.
Did.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Some good ones. You put out some good ones. I really love the, what is it, Jack Masterson or John Masterson?
Jack Masterson is the overweight guy, the 482-pound man. Yes, sir.
You know, it's so simple to do his voice, but it's so funny.
It is funny. Yeah, that one of my we haven't done him much lately, but one of my favorite recent pranks has been the one where, I don't know if you heard the one that we did. I think I put it on the podcast where he breaks down and cries at the end of it.
That one was on the iTunes archive.
Okay.
Show, wasn't
it? Yeah, it's on the website. It's called Jack Breaks Down. If you get the chance to hear that, it's funny, man. It's like he starts.
I've heard it, actually.
Yeah. He's singing The Doors, This Is The End. Is it The Doors? It's like, This Is The End. My only friend, yeah. All right, cool. Well, yeah, hey, man, that's good to know. I'm trying to stay on top of the podcast. I fell behind since the new year started.
Uh-huh.
And I know I added two new episodes recently. I've got two more in the pipe. They're ready to go, and I just got to upload them and fix the script up. So that should be done this weekend.
Well, hey, now that I'm, I'm a more regular listener, you know.
Oh, cool.
I can keep up to date on the show.
Awesome.
One more question I wanted to ask you, though. What
sure.
happened to our friend Sam, the donut guy?
Sam?
Have you been harassing him lately?
Sam, the donut guy? Yeah, the Dunkin' Donuts is around, but when we call it, apparently there was a change in owners, and it's like a black lady who answers now. And we had some fun with her a few times, but it's not the same. But, I think that he or whoever, I think it was his family that owned it. I think they sold it off to another person, sold the business.
Left, huh?
Yeah, so I think that's done, unless for some miracle reason we find another Dunkin' Donuts he might have moved on to instead. But it looks like they sold the business to someone else, which sucks.
I know, it's a big world out there, and this being an international prank call show, I'm sure they'll always find another victim.
Oh, for sure. There's always someone out there, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Hey, man, thanks for checking in with us, dude. It's good to talk to you, man. Keep listening. Keep telling friends.
Thanks for the entertainment.
Hey, man, thanks. Enjoy yourself.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, man.
That was cool. Good to hear from fans like that out there. We have a very diverse group that listens to us. And see, I told you motherfuckers that the podcast is a very important thing. I need to stay on top of that. Because we get a whole different...
It is.
We've got a whole different crew of fans who never listen to the show live. They listen to it, you know, whenever. They listen to it whenever they get an update on their podcast. They listen to it on the way to work. They listen to it during work. I talk to people. There's one guy who works in a library. All he does is shelve books all day. He listens to the show on his iPod while he shelves books once a week. When I'm normally doing a weekly edit to the podcast. Yeah, we've got lots of fans, from all different realms, all over the world. Actually, I mean,
a fan of the Dewey Decimal System.
The Dewey Decimal System is a good thing, but it is rather confusing. As organizational as it is, it can be rather confusing with all the decimals, you know. Wish it was a better way.
Yeah, but library nerds like it.
I guess so. But you know what? I've had a fantasy about doing a librarian, like a hot-looking librarian, you know, with the glasses and like that. But none of them really exist.
Yeah.
All the librarians I've ever seen in the real world are all old women who are ugly.
They do.
Yeah, but, there's got to be a hot librarian woman out there.
They're there.
If any of you know of a hot librarian woman out there, let me check the phone out there. Hang on the real... Yeah, it's making that buzz again, man. I'll do that to it. Got a little better that time, okay. Anyway, so continuing. Dude, that chopper is still flying over this fucking place. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak
crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa comes? Erase your system. Erase your hard drive now, man. Erase it, man. They're scanning it. They're scanning your hard drive.
I can see the freaking light shining down right now, man.
Flush it.
Flush my hard drive, yeah. I'm gonna do that. Fuck that. I'll go down. Yeah. Yeah. Cocainey agrees. The podcasts are more important than some realize. Indeed, Cocainey. Not Cocainey. Cockney or Cokeny. 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 That's
started the podcast, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. Okay, we need more numbers here. Let's what we got going on here. Fatty low chicken rice in Malaysia. Let's call that. More pranks are coming right up here in a moment, folks. Nobody go anywhere. Back in a moment with the Fatty Low Chicken Rice Restaurant in Penang.
They got some weird phones.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Fatty Low? This is the Fatty Low? Hi.
Hello?
Yes, reservations, please. Reservation department, please.
This is Fatty Low Chicken Rice.
Exactly. I'd like to make a reservation for 2 servings, please.
You want to make a reservation?
For 2 servings.
Hello?
Yes. God, just write down the stuff. Get your pen, paper, pencil, whatever. Get it out now. You got it yet? Oh, God. People are so slow. Hello? Is she getting in or what? What's going on? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, whatever that was. I was a big fat turd. As usual, the second half of the show goes right about here. Okay. The Bad Boys of Iowa. He wants us to call prank call my brother-in-law about a call you got from his phone number. If you push it really hard, he will break down and cry. Great. Okay. Why not? No, right back with that. The brother-in-law coming
do
up.
Do it.
बदला भी दिया है और ये भी बताने आया है अब की बार मेरा माल पकड़वाएगा हम तुमको जिंदा नहीं छोड़ेगा
Son of a bitch.
Hello?
Sean?
What?
Can we speak, please? Let me talk to you about your fat-ass girlfriend. Huge woman.
What the fuck is this?
A huge woman. And she's got these sweat things that come down. Oh, man. Let me tell you what. You got cornstarch, man? Hello? Johnny?
Who the fuck is...
Excuse me?
Who is this?
No, did you say the F word to me, sir?
Well, I'm asking who this is.
How about you take back the word fuck first? Say that to me. I take back the word.
Okay, I take back the word fuck.
Man, you had to throw it in there, though, didn't you? This is Valente. Okay. Your woman's titties are big ass. They're hard titties. You know? He has these big, big hearts.
Who do you think's my girlfriend?
They have big, they got big heart salamis. big salamis, you know? You know when you cut that salami down right about the middle length? And you get that big fat ring? What's the sound in the back? What's that?
None of your business.
Is that her? Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Who the fuck are you?
Do you like cheese?
You gotta grate your ass in the grinder.
You know, I don't take kindly to women talking to me like that. You really need to learn to slap your woman around there, kid. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking the men are talking. Honey, go sit there and be pretty, all right?
What?
I said, you just sit there and be pretty. The men are talking. They're having a man conversation, okay? Go make a grilled cheese sandwich, all right? Go eat some cookie dough. And let the men talk. Sean?
Okay. Who are you trying to get a hold of?
Trying to get a hold of you, dude. I asked for you, right? We picked up the phone and I said, Sean, that's your name? So,
who is this?
Valente.
Who?
Valente
what? I don't even know you.
I'm related to the... I'm the property manager, sir.
Property manager of what?
Of the residence that you're in right now.
Okay.
I was at Maddie's the other night. In walks your girl. Tells me all these stories. Tells me about her favorite perfume this, her favorite perfume that. That she's wearing Clinique and all this shit. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. What's my residence? What's the complex name?
I'm sorry, what?
What's my complex
name? It's, sir, you know, we're not going to get into this right now, okay? You're out of here. Think about it. You're out of here, okay? Because I'm not having this conversation with you right now. You know what's going on here. Be a man and do your duty and start telling that woman to handle herself like a lady because she's doing a disservice to you and to her own self. When your woman sits down on a bar stool and leaves that nasty sweat stain on there, and when she got up from the stool, it made that sound that sounded like you were pulling apart Playboy magazine pages that had gotten stuck together after you finished using it, if you know what I mean, when you were 14 years old. That's exactly what it sounded like when she stood up from that bar stool. That's disgusting, sir. Why does she sweat so much? All I'm saying is cornstarch. Or get that checked out. Maybe she should have an EKG. Buddy.
Okay.
Is that helicopter on your end or mine?
That's your end.
Oh, shit, dude. Been going around all night. All fucking night, you know? Trying to sleep. Can't. Thought I'd give you a call. Have a talk with you.
How'd you get my number?
Sean, you're all right, buddy. Can I hear you give your old lady a kiss for me on the phone?
No.
I'd like to hear you kiss her. Like, give her the tongue. Well, if you don't, you're probably... What, are you gay? Why don't you kiss the girl? Why don't you kiss the girl? What's wrong? Are you gay? Come on, prove it. If you're such a man, why don't you
kiss... Place a call. Press 1.
I wish I knew her name.
Nice.
Hi.
But yeah, I think he's a gay. I think he's a gay. We have proof. I kissed my girl right now. She was here, but she's not. So I'll kiss Milkman instead. That was fun, wasn't it?
Hi.
Alright, so we're going to play the D'Enda thing, right?
I was tickled by it.
Let's listen to this D'Enda thing here.
Well, do you know anybody called David?
Well, we did have a couple of brewskis recently at the pub.
Do you know anybody called Aaron?
Well, yes, he's a good mate of mine as well, but who told you about this?
Have you got a sister called Valerie?
Valerie has been a sister of mine for quite a long time. What was I to remember, daughter?
Yes, did you encourage her to go and live abroad?
Well, I didn't really encourage her. It was more of an idea of her own, but you know how these youngins are these days. They have their own independent thoughts, you know, like.
Well, have you got Cherie with you?
Actually, I'm all alone, and I'm just cruising around here in a stretch limo, naked, and I was hoping you could come along, darling.
Now, my brothers, don't talk to me like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. We could go out and have a wonderful time. I could introduce you to my friend. I've got a very nice friend. His name is Katie Guy, and my buddy here, Carlito, could come along as well. We could ask Vivian to come along.
What is his name?
Carlito. Yes, Carlito is a very good friend of mine, mate.
Carlito?
Yes.
He doesn't sound like he belongs to this country.
I'm Puerto Rican. Well, he is very nice, kind friend of mine now. I have him here on the phone here. Let me get him in here so he can say hello. Carlito, please say hello to my friend Brenda.
Okay,
I claim she's not Brenda tonight.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello?
Hello, hello?
Hello, hello?
This is Carlito.
Candida?
Carlito.
Aralisa.
C-A...
Are you a man or a woman?
C-A-R-L-I-T-O.
Have you, do you know somebody called, Philip?
I know Philip very well.
You know somebody called Philip?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Well, where is Philip?
In my mouth.
All right, well, there you go. I don't know who you are, actually. I think you're an imposter. Maybe I'm scared to stay on the phone because maybe while I'm talking to you, you're fixing me up.
I am the Queen Mother.
I'm the Queen Mother, so you can't be.
I am the Queen Mother.
You are not, but I'm the Queen Mother.
And I am not dead.
Nor am I.
I shall live forever and reign for 1,000 years.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm living forever.
This break will have no boundaries.
No, that's right.
I am the Queen Mother.
I'm the Queen Mother.
Hey, you're an imposter.
I'm not.
You're dead.
Hooking me up to somebody else's telephone and costing me a lot of money.
Well, then you're an imposter.
You are.
My Knights of the Liege will come to your house and
not open the door.
And dispatch you from your imposterism.
No, you won't, because I'm not going to answer the door to you because I'm in a fortified castle.
The Queen Mother's justice is swift and just.
Yes, that's right. You aren't her, I am.
I carry a strong pimp hand, and I know how to use it.
Well, what do aeroplanes feel like?
Oh, they feel nice.
Have you been in an aeroplane?
Tomorrow I go in an aeroplane. I go on the airplane tomorrow.
Well, okay, then. So you've been in an airplane.
Is that a question? I don't like airplane. I'm afraid of airplane.
I think, actually, you are an imposter.
My gum lost its flavor.
And I hope you're not messing me up by costing me money by getting to my telephone line.
This is a prepaid.
Sorry?
This is prepaid. Prepaid, we call it prepaid.
Do we?
This
we
is,
call them prepaid.
This is the operator. Hello?
And I think, do you know anybody called Tony?
Yeah, this is Ricardo Martinez. I am the operator with Miami Bell.
Did you have a brother called Barry?
Madam, that person is not on the line any longer. This is Roberto Martinez. I am with Miami Bell in Miami, Florida. We are a phone company.
You're a phone company in Florida getting hitched up to me.
Miami Bell, yes. We make an intrusive test that there was harassment on his line.
I tell you what, I shall get in touch with the government.
Well,
tomorrow.
Listen, I need you to give the ticket number to the government person. It is a federal ticket number. If you copy it down and you tell them, and then they can get in touch with me, and then we take care. Because there was a complaint about this man, he making a call, a bad call. So they have a trace on his phone. And
yes, the vice versa, thank you.
Yes, but the problem is, hello, ma'am?
The problem is, it is a
very collect call, and the complaint is that he is using our number of long distance international call billing to the other person. So
actually, I didn't make the call.
But he found a way. He goes into undersea cables and he makes a
transfer. Yeah, well, in that case, I've got a good friend who's got a submarine and he'll pull the cables out of it. So there you go.
See, you are meeting right now, lady, that you're behind the cables. You are meeting right now. You are in with this man.
Do you know a place called Findabara?
Do you know a place called Guantanamo Bay? Huh?
Did you know somewhere called Findabara?
I have heard of it.
Of course you have. You've heard of a cat called Tansing?
Woman, why don't you shut up, okay? You are.
You want me to shut up?
I'm making an investigation on you on the part of Miami Bell.
Okay, I'm pleased about that.
Miami Bell is making an investigation on you because you.
Yeah, that's good.
Are accusing me of being a stalking. This is America, okay? This is America here. I am America.
You are in America.
You owe me a favor, okay? You owe me a rib.
No, I don't owe you anything, because I've got a grandson in America, and he'll come and sort you out.
Oh, he's going to sort me out. He's at a play?
Yeah, he will.
You know, there's a lot of problems in Miami. Let me let you know.
What do you know about Miami?
I live in Miami.
You live in Miami?
I told you, I work for Miami Bear.
Oh, well. I think I'm going to have to put the phone down now, so goodbye.
So I'm putting you down and you're refusing to pay?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, in this case, in the name of the American court, I find you guilty of not paying me.
Yeah, you can do that.
And it's you're guilty of being an asshole.
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
You are guilty of being an asshole. He said right on the paper, listen, you are...
Do you know anybody called Alex?
Do you know Deanda?
I know who?
Deanda.
Rienda?
No, Deanda.
P?
No, D. D like dog. Deanda.
Deanda?
Say again?
I don't know anybody called Deanda.
You don't know the end of my dick?
That is being very nasty. This is it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was the call. That's memories from last week. Almost exactly a week ago. Yay. Anyway, we continue. The next prank call tonight is coming right up. Thanks, that was 9 minutes. That's an edited version. That doesn't have Milkman's
pretty
ramble.
Cool, pretty cool.
Milkman's ramble's missing from that. Okay, we're going to call Muriel Beats. Show's going to be wrapping up soon, so call in now if you want. 888-278-8509. Back in a moment.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, madam. I'm sorry. Did I wake you? I made a mistake.
Who is this?
This is the Guru. Guru-san. Ma'am?
Who is this?
This is Guru-san. Guru-san.
Who are you?
Address me as Sir. Guru-san. Whatever the fuck that was. That was gay. That's ruining a prank call there for you. All right, we'll try Peter Spooner instead. Peter Spooner in Manchester. Manchester's always fun. All right, let's try this. Peter Spooner. The phone's acting up again, man. It's buzzing and the people sound lower than I do. This happens all the time at random, and it usually clears itself up. I got too many cables here, man.
The helicopter's jamming a freaking...
Maybe that's it.
Yow, yow.
The phone tap does it. Yow, 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 milkman. Okay, the Spooner is not going to work, son of a bitch.
Craziness. It's all buzzy. It's all like... It sounds like that. Listen. You hear that?
Vibrator off out of your ass and maybe a sound clip.
You don't have to be crass. Jeez. How crass of you. Anyway. So, yeah, dude, I did my taxes last night. Did them in a half hour using H&R Block Tax Code Online. Dude, I'm getting a $2,800 return. I'm really excited about that, boy. That's a lot of weed right there, buddy. Looking forward to that nice fat return. I'm going to have it direct deposited in 8 to 10 days. It only cost me $14.95 to file it. And I did it by myself for 30 minutes in my underwear here at my computer where you are watching me now. Imagine that scene last night. Me shirtless in my underwear doing my taxes, eating greasy New York style pizza and drinking beer. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. And I was doing other stuff, too.
Where's my pants?
It was 30 minutes, but I took a 3-minute masturbation break in the middle of it. So, cool. It's all it takes sometimes. We do it right. Denny's Duke in Liverpool, England. Denny's Duke is coming right up, everybody. Just a moment.
Hi,
man. Hi. Meet Barrett.
Hi, Barrett. By the way, this is Christina.
Hi.
Yeah! Denny's? Denny's? Duke?
Hello there, Pilgrima.
Pilgrima-san. Pilgrimo-san, hello. I just pick up the phone and they're like, da-da-da. All right, fine. That's not going to work. All right. We'll try the Saddle-ing. Saddle-ing. This is the last call of the night, everybody. Saddle Inn in Liverpool, England, coming right up. I hear you on the line, woman. You could have been part of the fun. I hear you over there not wanting to talk. I hear you. You're still listening, aren't you, stupid? Why don't you say something? Be a man or a woman. Come on. You could have had fun with us. We could have made your day, but no, you just want to sit there and listen in silence, like a coward chicken that you are. We all laugh at you, you inferior person. All right, hang on, everybody. Yeah, now she hangs up. Now she hung up. She finally hung up then, stupid.
He really told her.
This one doesn't even ring. We're going to give it 3, 2, 1, and that's it.
Well, we still had a good show tonight, didn't we, guys? Didn't we, Milkman, Tuck, Baz, and Carlito? Yes, we did, guys.
Yeah, I think they were sleeping.
Yeah.
Great.
Most definitely.
We had fun. All right, and that's what it's all about. Milkman, take us out of here quickly, please. Bye. Take us out of here quickly, please, Milkman.
Definitely, man, I'd like to thank everybody for checking us out here on the 8.6 The Mouse. The Madhouse Mouse, that is. I'd like to thank our good buddy, Ted Webb. Couldn't join us tonight, but he's here in spirit. Thank you so much, Mr. Ted, man. Also, our partners here, Dean Pete, all our friends there, Baz, Chuck, everybody else in there. Howdy, howdy, fuckers. Thanks for joining in, our regular Madhouse crew. Hey, all you guys out there in the chat room, howdy, howdy, Mr. Lonesome Loser, the number hitman, hardest working man right here in the Madhouse staff. Thank you so much, brother. Come on. Dienda. Bye-bye.
Dienda.
Well, glad you could join us. You did an excellent call. Yeah.
That's not a
she
person.
You turned me on, wasn't she? Do you know Joni and told her to go abroad? I said, yeah, bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in, Deanna, and having some fun with this. Folly Paul, my sister, howdy, howdy. Mr. Sear Nunu of Wankershire and all our other friends out there, hello, and thanks for tuning in. Taking part in this crazy thing we call the Madhouse and all our crazy knuckle-headed wild friends over there. Syndicate.tv.radio.tv.syndicate. Excellent. Thanks a lot.
SyndicateRadio.tv.
Be sure to enjoy your participation.
All right.
That's right. .tv.net.com. I'm just kidding.
That's
anyway,
the other
thanks
one.
Thanks a lot. and we don't want to forget you, our most important person, you, the listeners. Thanks for tuning in, because by God, we do this every week just for you. We pay the money, and you just give us some time. We drop a dime, and we have some laughs right here. But we couldn't do it without our big leader, the Madhouse Generalissimo, the leader of the Madhouse Militia, Carlito Hermano. Thank you so much, brother.
All right.
For indulging us and sharing your particularly crazy sense of humor.
That's what I did. Thanks, Milkman, for acknowledging that, too. I appreciate that, man. Thanks, Milkman, for coming in when you made it. Thanks for the guys who sat in the roundtable. Tuck, thank you,
hey,
Tuck.
Man, blame it on the 405 and California Transportation Authority. Thank you.
Matt, no, hey, I blame everything on them. War in Iraq, my low return tax return this year, I blame it on them, too. Probably could have gotten more. And don't forget, everybody, you're looking forward to a $600 tax return each. And if you have children, even more than that, an extra tax rebate check you're expecting probably in the summer. Yeah, man, things are looking good, man. $2,800.
Boy, oh boy.
$2,800 plus $600.
More wage money.
$2,800 plus $600, that's like $340. That's not bad. $340. All right. Tuck, what's your plug? What's going on with you? You on Sunday?
PCU Radio, Sunday, 1 year anniversary of the Revolutech podcast, which is recorded and should be on podcast, and we'll have some sort of special thing sometime on Sunday to commemorate it.
All right, so somewhere on Sunday, you can go to the, what do you, the, I don't know, go to PCU Radio, whatever, check the chat room there or something if you want. Tuck's going to be on this weekend.
Sunday afternoon,
I'd
say around 5 Eastern.
All right, cool. I'll make it a point. I'll be at the airport at that time picking up the old battle axe, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And thanks, Baz.
No,
thanks, Baz. I know Brandon Vegas was around, too. Thanks, Baz, for showing up. Kokanee, thank you for sending in articles this weekend. Thank you, man. Everybody who called in, Jonathan, Tasty Noob. I didn't get to the prank caller that Fall had planned. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, man. My bad. Anyway, and yeah, that's about it. We're out of here, everybody. We will be back on next week at the same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, till about this time. Catch you next week. Thank you. And, of course, Lunson Loser, thank you, of course.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos. No los necesitamos.
Y'all better have your pencils ready.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.